Do you ever wake up feeling like there's something missing in your life? Do you ever feel the need to escape your business? Are you running your life or is your life running you? I'm Mike Kitko and I'll help you design and create a life so authentic and aligned with who you really are that you'll get excited just to wake up. I'll help you create real wealth, success, and freedom from the inside out. Welcome to the Inner Wealth Podcast, where we learn and choose to live inspired each and every day. I had a student one time, a new student. We were just starting to work together. And this was December, about 2 years ago. And we had some interactions. And when we first started working, we were exchanging, like, the beginning of a coaching relationship, the beginning of working with somebody is really getting to know them and just asking them some questions and getting, you know, checking in, just seeing what they're about, seeing what they believe about themselves, about life, about money, about health, about relationships, just really like taking inventory about what's happening in their mind and body. And whenever I'm going to be in a longer term coaching relationship, it's critical that I get a good accurate inventory so that I know kind of, you know, how to help them best. But there was one, this guy that I'm thinking of, I sent him a text and we were bantering back and forth in text, and I sent him a text message and I asked him a simple question. Are you willing to fall head over heels, absolutely head over heels, in love with every aspect of yourself? And he sent me back a very, very simple reply. And that answer was, fuck no. Now, today I want to talk about why my business is named Inner Wealth. And I want to talk about what inner wealth really is. So we know what external wealth is. We know what wealth in the world is. And listen, I love money. I love money. Money loves me. I love the opportunities and the experiences that money opens up. I love seeing my bank account increase. I love seeing my net worth increase. I love buying my wife nice things, and I love taking care of my children. We just bought them new cars. I love the process of creating new levels of literally like financial prosperity in this world. So, and sometimes, you know, when you say prosperity, somebody will say, well, I'm prosperous in a lot of ways, in every way, like I'm full of love. Yeah. But I'm talking about financial prosperity. When I talk about wealth, like financial, I'm talking about financial wealth. Okay. So, and there's financial wealth and then there's internal wealth. And today I want to talk about the correlation between those two, but I want to dive into inner wealth. Now, the reason I would ask somebody if they were willing to fall head over heels, absolutely head over heels in love with every aspect of themselves, is because that is a form of inner wealth. And here's the cool part about this is someone who feels internally wealthy, external wealth expands quickly. External wealth expands naturally. External wealth, real financial wealth in this world, when somebody is truly head over heels, absolutely in love with themselves and trusts themselves, has faith in themselves, believes in themselves, respects themselves, like someone who absolutely has internal wealth will never, ever allow themselves to struggle financially. And I want you to really let that one sink in. And I want you to do like a backwards check and think about your bank account right now. Think about your net worth right now. Your net worth is what you own minus what you owe. And your net worth is a reflection of your self-worth. Your net worth is not your self-worth, but your net worth is a reflection of your self-worth. Because the richer you feel inside, the richer you feel about yourself, the wealthier you feel about yourself, the more you accept yourself, the more you embrace yourself, the more you believe in yourself, the more you trust yourself, the more I could just keep going on and on. But the more internally powerful you are, the more financially powerful you'll be in this world. Now, when I was asking my new student if he would be willing to fall head over heels in love with himself, the reason I asked him this is because he came to me because he was struggling financially. And he thought money was going to solve his problems. He thought that if he made more money, it would solve the internal conflict that was raging inside of him. And I easily, naturally, pretty quickly, I flipped the script on new clients, on new students, on new members of my mastermind community, in my workshops. I flip the script and say, listen, you think money is going to solve your internal conflicts, the insecurity that you have, the inadequacy that you feel, the insignificance that you're connected to, the worries, the doubts, the fears, the beliefs, the shitty money beliefs, like there's not enough to go around. There's, you know, the rich are greedy, rich are evil. You gotta steal money from somebody you gotta take it away from somebody in order for you to have it. That rich people are slimy or that, you know, I mean, salespeople are shady. All of these are poor money mindset beliefs. These are all lower and middle class mindset, wealth mindset beliefs. They will keep you broke. And when someone's experiencing some internal conflict, when they don't believe in themselves, when they don't understand money, when they don't understand like how powerful they truly are, when they don't believe in themselves, when they don't love themselves, when they don't respect themselves, when they don't appreciate themselves, they're going to feel internally broke. And of course, it's going to relate and it's going to cause external struggle. Of course. And when someone's struggling externally, oftentimes they think the solution is an external solution. People are looking for, pay attention to how many people are looking for external solutions to internal problems. They don't believe in themselves. So they try to do something in the world to feel secure. They don't believe in themselves. They don't love themselves. They don't respect themselves. They don't appreciate themselves. So they try to find a partner who feels those things for them. They feel internally broke. So they try to stack cash so that they feel wealthy. And maybe some of that, in some cases, some of that works for a very short period of time, but it only works for a limited time. It's finite. Have you ever set a goal, accomplished a goal, felt accomplished, and then 5 seconds later, it was all gone and you were on to moving the target? Maybe you set a financial objective for yourself and you achieve that financial objective, and 5 minutes later, that feeling had gone away, because nothing outside of you can fix internal conflicts. And it's the resolution of internal conflicts that creates inner wealth. And this is why I asked my man, hey, are you willing to fall head over heels in love with yourself? And his response was, fuck no. This guy had been taught since he was a very young guy. And I got to work with him for quite a while. And we unpacked a lot and we resolved a lot. And he's in a completely different space right now. But I got to dive really deep into what he believed about himself. And he was taught from a very, very young age not to appreciate himself, not to like that there was something wrong with him, that he was broken in some way. He was damaged in some way. He didn't feel loved. He didn't feel appreciated. He didn't feel wanted. And these internal stories, these beliefs that he had accumulated over a period of time, they were literally robbing him of his soul. And the scarcity that he was experiencing in his life wasn't because he couldn't make money. It's because he didn't believe in himself. It's he didn't feel valuable. He didn't feel worthy. He didn't feel deserving of the money that he needed in his life to stay financially afloat. And he thought the answer to not feeling worthy and deserving and talented, the answer in his mind was obvious: get more money. But his the first order of business that we needed to tend to was I needed to understand the stories in his mind, the stories in his body, the experience in his life, the experiences in his life that was causing the financial scarcity to begin with. And once we understood the financial or the stories and the beliefs and the experiences that were causing the financial scarcity, now we had something to work with. When we started unpacking what was driving this, it was because he didn't believe he could do what he really wanted to do and be successful. He didn't believe in himself. He didn't believe that he was valuable, that he was talented. He didn't have confidence in himself that he could succeed through his passion as he is in the desires that he held for himself. He didn't believe in himself enough to immerse himself in that. And when we were doing our work together, he was trying to build a business that he hated. And he kept trying to get me to like guilt and shame him into action to do more work in the business that he hated. Meanwhile, he kept talking about this other thing that he loved. And I continued to bring his attention back to the thing that he loved, but he kept putting his focus and his attention back on the thing that he hated. Like trying to get him, like guilting and shaming himself, almost trying to get me to guilt and shame him to take more action in that space that he didn't want to be in, so that to hold him accountable for taking action to do the thing he didn't want to do for the outcome that he thought he needed to fix the external circumstance that he thought was causing the internal conflict. When the real problem was he didn't believe in himself. The real problem was he didn't love himself. The real problem was he didn't respect himself. The real problem was he didn't think that he could do what he wanted to do and be who he wanted to be in this world and still succeed. So he served himself up and he sacrificed himself up and he put himself in positions he didn't want to be for an outcome he thought he needed to be okay in circumstances that were being driven by a lack of belief in himself. And when I asked him if he was willing to believe in himself, his answer was, fuck no. After we did a period of work together, and I started to help him understand that you can never guilt and shame yourself. You can never reject yourself into higher states of wealth and success and freedom and happiness. You can only love and accept yourself and appreciate yourself into higher states of wealth and health and success and love and freedom. When you pile on yourself, when you talk shitty thoughts to yourself, when you guilt and shame yourself, when you internally punish yourself, you are not doing yourself a service. You are using negative motivation to drive external circumstances when the need for negative motivation is the fucking problem. And you believe that punishing yourself is going to create circumstances that will take away the need to punish yourself. Listen to me. It doesn't make sense. The need to punish yourself internally is caused by internal conflict. And that internal conflict is internal scarcity. It's lack of belief. It's lack of confidence in yourself. It's lack of trust in yourself. It's lack of love for yourself. It's lack of internal freedom. And most people are trying to resolve those internal conflicts through external circumstances. So they punish themselves more, which causes more damage in the hope that it'll create external circumstances that will release them from the internal conflicts that are driving the punishment to begin with. Now, if you fast forward and advance the story of my man a year, and he stepped out of our mastermind community, and he stepped out a different being than when he came in. And he held himself in a higher state of self-esteem. He held himself in a state of higher state of self-respect. He held himself in a higher state of self-dignity, of self-love. He applauded himself. His internal narrative was kinder and gentler and safer. It was less toxic. It was less punishing. It wasn't, can't say it was perfect, because no one is perfect in their mind and their body, but he had more self-love, less self-punishment. He had less need to internally punish himself to create external rewards. And every time you let go of a little bit of internal conflict, it's going to be replaced by inner love. It's going to be replaced by inner respect. It's going to be replaced by a healthier voice. It's going to be replaced by a kinder, gentler internal environment that's capable of creating higher levels of wealth, success, and happiness, and love, and peace, and prosperity. And it all starts internally. When you create these environments internally, you create these circumstances internally, you're gonna see the benefits of it externally. Never the other way around. When my man stepped out of our Inner Wealth Mastermind, he was more wealthy inside than he had ever been in his life. And he did step into the industry that he always longed for. He did step into the industry that he dreamt of. He did step into the industry that he had a passion for. And he started crushing it, because that new level of self-belief, that new level of self-confidence, the new level of self-respect and self-trust created results that he never thought was possible. And since then, he's leveled up multiple times. Listen, if you want to know what inner wealth is when what's happening in your mind and body never need to be escaped. Inner wealth is when what's happening in your mind is empowering. When what's happening in your mind is intoxicating, when what's happening in your mind is so inspired, it's so uplifting, it's so abundant, it's so prosperous, what's happening in your mind is so wealthy, it's so fun to be in your mind that you do not need to distract yourself from it. An inner state of wealth, inner wealth, is an internal environment in your mind and in your heart that promotes and creates freedom that you never need to escape, that you never need to run from, that you never needed to be distracted away from, that you love to sit with, because you don't need to have your focus shifted from what's happening, because there's no internal conflict and there's no internal struggle and there's no internal tug of war. There's no inner shame left. There's no guilt left. There's no need for negative motivation anymore. There's only love. There's only room for self-love and self-talk that's empowering and encouraging and inspiring and uplifting. When you feel a sense of inner wealth, when you feel a sense of internal completeness, when you feel a state and you feel inner circumstances of wholeness and authenticity and uniqueness, and you surrender into them, and you realize that you don't need to be anyone different to succeed in this world except yourself. When you accept your talents, you accept your gifts, you accept your uniqueness, you accept your desires, and you utilize all of these for your benefit and for the benefit of the world around you. And you never need to do anything that you don't want to do. You just get to be who you want to be, and the doing becomes natural. When you can sit with yourself in a place of peace and feel the inner wealth that is your birthright, when you can sit with yourself and you have cleared out the internal conflicts, the internal voices, the internal clutter, the internal self-destruction, the internal damage, the internal trauma, when you've cleaned out that shit from you, it'll be replaced with just feelings of joy and peace and love and prosperity. And when you feel these things inside of you, you will never, ever need another cent in your life ever again. And you will never, ever struggle. But I would also invite you to see that in this world, there are a lot of teachers, a lot of gurus, and a lot of coaches, a lot of pretend coaches or wannabe coaches that are absolutely, they say that they have internal freedom, but they're broke as shit. I like to call this woke and broke, because real internal wealth easily creates external wealth, because people want to be around people that are really internally wealthy, and they will pay top dollar to do it. People want to do business with people who are internally wealthy because they don't have commission breath. People want to throw money. They want to exchange value with people that have inner wealth because they feel good to be around. They're not desperate. They're not living from a place of desperation. They're living from a place of inspiration. And you can truly feel someone who is internally wealthy because you automatically feel more peaceful in their presence. You automatically feel more safe and protected in their presence. You automatically feel more authentic in your presence, and you sure as shit feel accepted in their presence. So I ask you, now that I've explained the definition of inner wealth, it's when the inside possesses the inside of you, your mind, your body, the thoughts, the beliefs, the emotions are full of peace, love, joy, prosperity, and abundance. When I describe that to you, does that feel like the experience that you have inside of you? If not, we've got some work to do. Listen, my team at Inner Wealth Global is ready to support and serve. We understand, and we have lived the journey, and we are on the journey of creating even higher levels of inner wealth. And we are also on the journey of creating higher levels of external wealth as well. Because we are, as the police said, we are spirits living in the material world. We are spirit living in the material world. And creating material wealth, material abundance is a joy that we get to experience as spirits in this material world. But don't mistake it. The real work is in cleaning out the garbage, the conflict, the turmoil, the struggle, the pain, the trauma, all the internal conflicts of insecurity, inadequacy, and insignificance that are raging in your mind and your body. And if you're ready to clear that out, we're ready for you. Listen, in the show notes, there's always the video course, there's always the workshops, there's always ways to connect with us and access us. If you're ready for internal wealth, and if you're ready for that inner wealth to create external wealth, just dive in, connect with us. If you're ready for us, we're ready for you, and we'll show up for you. The only question is, will you show up for yourself? If you enjoyed what you heard and you want to learn more, go to www.innerwealthglobal.com for more tools and resources.